This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Unlike the first meeting against Chicago, this time it was the Packers who dominated for 58 minutes before a meltdown finish in a 22-16 overtime loss to the Bears on Saturday night. If Romeo Doubs can corral an onside kick, which goes the way of the receiving team about 89% of the time, the game's over. But that wasn't the case.
I missed it. That's just this game, bro. I repped it all week. And, somebody got to be responsible, and I'm willing to take on 1,000% of it.
Throw in the fact that the Packers' offense, which moved the ball well even with Malik Willis at quarterback after he stepped in early for Jordan Love, who left with a concussion. But what the Packers didn't do well was finish. They were 0-for-5 in the red zone. Guard Aaron Banks.
We let him have it. Had a chance to win the game. We were in control of the game, and we just didn't execute when it mattered. Let them take it into overtime, and you saw what happened there.
What happened there was a Malik Willis fumble and a subsequent Caleb Williams 46-yard game-winning touchdown pass to DJ Moore in overtime. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Packers left the game knowing they let one get away, and it hurts.
It should hurt because, you know, we put a lot into this thing, and you had opportunities. You're up 2 scores. It flipped pretty quick.
That's Matt LaFleur, and I'm Bill Scott. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.